On the show today, we have Happy Money's Joseph Heck talking about how Happy Money can help members eliminate their debt and encourage savings. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have CUNA Mutual Group's very own Joseph Heck. Joe, how are you, sir?
Good, and not CUNA Mutual Group. I'm with Happy Money now.
Happy Money. I apologize.
Common mistake. I was with CUNA Mutual for 15 years. So
okay. Well, I apologize for the mix-up. So, but CUNA Mutual Ventures Group is investing in Happy Money to eliminate debt and encourage savings. So there's that connection there. So there's
absolutely
a little bit of a segue for you there. So, but thank you for the update. I appreciate that. So give us a quick overview on why CUNA Mutual's Venture Group is investing in Happy Money, and this is an organization that enables people to break up with their credit cards. So sounds pretty interesting. So give us a quick overview here.
Yeah. So we believe that the best investment a young person can make is paying off their high interest credit card debt, and so really focused on building the right tool in partnership with credit unions. And I think that's one of the things CUNA Mutual got very excited about. One of the things I give that company a ton of credit for is really being a forward-looking company for credit unions. The pace of change in this industry is crazy, especially on the digital frontier. And Happy Money is well-positioned, which is one of the reasons I made the jump to join the team, is to really accelerate the partnerships with credit unions and drive a much more strategic dialogue going forward with them.
Right on. So give us a quick overview on Happy Money itself. So what are you guys doing? What are the goals? All that type of stuff, and then we'll get into the other items.
So you teed it up pretty well. We certainly have an antagonist to our story, which is Seth Money, and the goal for us is to move borrowers to savers and give them the right tools. But I think the really unique thing is we've got a team that's really focused on the problem very differently, and it's been focused on providing financial services to improve human happiness. And we have a really unique data set. We consider ourselves a behavioral science and technology platform that partners with credit unions to really facilitate that journey for the borrowers. And to give some examples of the way that comes to life is, we know that human happiness improves from an academically rigorous study around financial stress if we can get at least $300 in their savings account. Mm-hmm. So that's not a tall task, but that starts the journey. If we can get them up to $1,900 in savings, it's almost been proven within our study that they can be almost completely insulated from that financial stress.
Yeah.
Something we're really excited to play a role in with kind of our ethos, strategic alignment with the credit union industry.
Right on. And I know from personal experience, when our savings account is healthy, the happier we are. And when the savings account is drained due to some sort of emergency or something like that, you're like, oh my gosh, we gotta kind of refill that. And then when it gets all filled up, you feel good again. So I totally get what you're saying there. So, and that said, so tell us about Sad Money. And that's kind of like what? That's the debt, right? That people are carrying, or?
Yeah, so, and this is almost regardless of income bracket, regardless of FICO band. The more debt people have, the tighter correlation it is to human happiness. And so one of the things we really tried to build out a data set around, which is really unique science experiment, we had an app called Joy in the market. What it allowed the consumer to do is rate their spend happy and sad. Mm-hmm. And we had that across multiple different personality types. And one of the things that was consistently proven through that is that, credit card interest and overdraft fees were always the saddest spend. Yeah. They ranked at 93% sad, which who knows who the 7% were that were happy with those.
But, who are these people?
But the other side of the coin was 98% rated money that they swept into a savings account as happy. So really, when you think about where we're trying to take people, it's on that journey. And some other interesting pieces on there were, there was more of a correlation with sad spend when it was minimum payments. So one of the things I think you just mentioned, which is, the lower the volatility in a savings account, the lower the volatility in kind of that stress around money. Mm-hmm. better people are positioned. And we really look at the environment as very product-centric, where we are trying to really make the products work seamlessly together to drive friction down on doing the right thing, which is putting more money in savings and really improving your human happiness. But the goal of spending money on things that make you happy, not sad money.
Right. Are you guys, I mean, this is just off the top of my head, are you guys familiar with what the foundation is doing with financial well-being and the correlation between health and that type of stuff? Because it sounds like you guys are on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a little bit of exposure to that through the California League, the California Nevada League out here. There's a few folks that we interact with that are really into that. I think that's absolutely in alignment with our mission and vision. We don't look at this as purely financial literacy. It's a financial well-being. And in essence, financial tools and services have been built by really solid, like, we call them rocks architects in the financial profile, but they build products for people like them. And right. So the rest of us that aren't quite that regimented about our money, it's a little bit more to facilitate. And what we're really trying to do is simplify and make that journey easier to progress on. Mm-hmm. Because you look at the world of capitalism is just hammering you with more ways to get into debt.
Yeah.
We look a lot at like the Goldman Sachs Apple card. That's just another way to put a card in everybody's hand. And the more that this happens, the more it's, buy now, pay later. We really look at this as a contrarian viewpoint of like, we'll help people get out of debt and we'll make money doing that with our credit union partners. But our goal is to keep them out of debt. With like recidivism rates are bad. So.
Yeah, I think it's developing those good behaviors as opposed to the bad behaviors, like, pay for it or what, buy it today, pay for it tomorrow type of thing, which can just snowball so fast. So let's connect the dots to credit unions, because this is obviously in the credit union wheelhouse. So tell me about how you see this, how you see Happy Money benefiting credit unions, because it sounds like it's going to make a credit union that much more valuable, that much more sticky to the member, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. So we partner with a couple of large credit unions today. And what we do is we have a very attractive digitally native brand. So the way I look at this is we're a complementary brand to our credit union partners. Mm-hmm. We're able to attract a demographic that they're not typically targeting or is somewhat unaware of what a credit union is. So we bring this Happy Money brand and ethos to them. And we drive these debt elimination loans targeted at credit cards into their balance sheet. So they get a high yielding asset on their balance sheet. But they also get exposure and in co-development with our team. So one of the things I look at in both my old role and working with Happy Money is this journey for digital transformation is hard. And the more you look at, I mentioned the Goldman Sachs Apple, but you can look at the way LendingClub, Green Sky, Marcus, all these companies are partnering with banks. And it's because that's the way that you can move the ball a lot faster. I would never recommend to a credit union to not continue on their journey for digital transformation, but partners can help you accelerate that. Mm-hmm. So some of the ways we've worked with our partners that's, I think, really beneficial is we bring our behavioral science team to bear to help teach their data scientists for use cases on how to learn and do things. We also do digital marketing workshops with our partners. But really, it comes down to that mission alignment for us. Mm-hmm. And we'll share IP. They help us get stronger. We help them get stronger and kind of walk in lockstep to drive that digital transformation faster. Yeah.
And so what does the investment mean to you guys from CUNA Mutual Investment, from the venture group there? What does that investment mean to Happy Money? I mean, does it validate what you guys are doing? Obviously, it gives you a bit more breathing room to do what you guys do best, that type of stuff, and to grow.
Yeah, and that, I think you hit on all of it. I think one is it's wonderful to have the investment from a market leader like CUNA Mutual Group within this space.
Yeah.
That obviously adds credibility to us.
Completely.
We've generated over 1.2 billion loans to date, so we have a really good track record. We've definitely taken a tortoise in the hair approach, which we're really happy with.
Good.
Which, let's build the right underlying architecture, a sustainable business model, so we'll be around with our partners. And CUNA Mutual has reinforced that balance sheet and really given us the gunpowder to grow more aggressively. We're excited about pretty significant growth prospects for 2020. The question that always tends to come up with our credit union partners is, well, what happens in a recessionary environment? And I think it's actually something, you know, we're a little bit cautiously optimistic for. We think that's when a lot of the other fintech lenders will need to pull back because they don't have sustainable business models or sustainable risk models. What we get excited about is, like, in the last great recession, the consumer deleveraged in a pretty significant way. They moved, and some of that was obviously defaults, but a bulk of it was not. And we think we have the best tool to be able to help that consumer deleverage more quickly and really drive that behavior. And again, the really tight alignment with credit unions is something we've really benefited from.
Yeah, certainly does. And so what's next for you guys? I mean, now that you guys have this investment, you guys got some good momentum going, especially going into 2020. So what's next for you guys?
Yeah, so we're scaling. And, you know, we have a few partners today, and we're starting to expand that partnership. And as we look forward, a couple of things from just an ecosystem perspective, we're looking at bringing the best things about Joy and that behavioral science and some of that personalization at scale into a native app with the payoff loan. We'll want those to work seamlessly together. So as the consumer's paying down their loan, they're able to move money into savings. Mm-hmm. Those relationships will sit with our partner credit unions as we expand. But we're also looking for ways to surface the credit union brand even deeper within our ecosystem in a way that we can bring even more relationships. So I compare this to, like, indirect auto. Indirect auto, look, there's a couple of credit unions that have probably been able to deepen a relationship with an indirect auto member. We have an ongoing touch point with that member that we really think we can deepen that relationship with the credit union, and it won't be just a transactional relationship. So when we look at 2020, it's about bringing the credit union even deeper into the ecosystem, bringing the member even closer to the credit union, but ultimately bringing that digital native brand to a much bigger market.
Yeah, I agree. And those are good words for sure. And are you going to be speaking any? Are you guys going to be at any conferences or anything like that for folks who may be attending some conferences this fall or even into the new year? Where are you guys going to be that we can shake your hand in person?
We'll be at Money 2020.
Oh, cool.
We'll be at the CUNA Lending Council. And then as we're starting to prep for 2020 events, we're definitely thinking about doing more on the speak and engagement. Because what we've learned with our credit unions, what we've kind of co-developed together, we're really excited to put into market next year. And so I think you'll see a lot more of us.
Yeah, I think because you guys have a really good message to get out there. And again, like, it's lockstep with what credit unions are doing. And you know that as well as anybody. So yeah, you guys are right there on the same page for sure. All right, and last question for you, Joe, where can we find out more information on Happy Money? Where do we go?
Yeah, go to happymoney.com. There's a landing page for financial partners, and we're really excited to get moving.
It's cool, and I'm excited for you guys as well. So I look forward to you. I might be at CUNA Lending Council, so maybe I'll see you there.
Definitely.
And then obviously into 2020. So good stuff. Well, I'm excited for you guys and look forward to seeing where you guys head in 2020. And let's have you guys back on too, see where you guys are in 6 months or so.
Definitely. Thanks, Mike, and I appreciate you having us on.
Anytime, sir. Anytime, sir. All right, everybody. Happy Money's Joseph Heck. Go look him up. Happymoney.com.